This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 282 for Thursday, February 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts are weaker Thursday, taking some direction from Chicago soy oil. Canola down $6 to $10, the May contract down $7.70 at $824 per ton. Losses in European rapeseed futures were also bearish, but Malaysian palm oil was up on the day. Chart-based speculative selling contributed to today's declines in canola as futures backed away from nearby resistance. The May contract failed to break above $835 yesterday and was retreating below its 20-day moving average today. On the other side, crush margins do remain historically wide, and that should be keeping end users in the market, at least on a scaled-down basis. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all mostly lower, seeing a continuation of yesterday's downturn. Soybeans down 7 cents in the May contract at $15.27 per bushel. The USDA is holding its annual Agricultural Outlook Forum this week and forecast the country's planted soybean area this upcoming growing season at 87.5 million acres. That was in line with the year-ago level, but slightly below trade expectations. With projected yields of 52 bushels per acre, the USDA is anticipating a 4.5 billion bushel soybean crop, which would be up by 5% on the year. Weekly export sales data is delayed until tomorrow. Corn also down with some stops hit on the way lower. The May contract down 15 cents at $6.59 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol data saw production of the renewable fuel at just over a million barrels per day in the past week, marking the highest level in 10 weeks. Stocks were up a quarter million barrels at 25.6 million. The USDA is forecasting 2023 U.S. corn seedings at 91 million acres. That's in line with expectations and well above the 88.6 million seeded last year. Wheat, it is mixed. Chicago soft wheat turning higher at the final bell, up a half cent in the May contract at $6.50.5 per bushel, but Kansas City and Minneapolis both lower. Kansas City down 12 cents in the May contract at $8.56 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in May at $9.05 per bushel. The USDA Ag Outlook Forum pegged U.S. wheat area at 49.5 million acres, with total production at about 1.9 billion bushels. Cheaper Russian wheat does continue to undercut other countries in global tenders, weighing on prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.